Madison just got its first storefront selling drugs from across the border. Canada Drug Service already operates in Green Bay, Milwaukee, and Sheboygan. Wisconsin franchise owner Ted Ferris says the store helps place prescription drug orders from licensed Canadian pharmacies.
We are not a pharmacy. We do not sell medications here on site. We do not have any medications here on site. We do not give any drug counseling or any recommendations on medications. All we do is assist those people who wish to buy medications from Canada. We assist them in getting the correct medications, and then we guarantee their shipment.
The Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin would like such storefronts closed down. Vice President Chris Decker says it's not only illegal to bring in drugs from across the border, but possibly unsafe.
The reason they're illegal is the federal government has no way to assure the safety of the products that are being imported.
The drugs shipped from Canada are made in the U.S., but not regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. The federal judge who shut down an Oklahoma chain store said that Canadian pharmacies are less predictable and sometimes fill prescriptions at higher quantities. But some elderly are more concerned about cost than possible safety risks. 74-year-old Alice Speth of Madison says those saddled with big health bills are focusing on the bottom line. That's why they go online, cross the border, or buy Canadian prescription drugs at a storefront.
I say go for it. I mean, we're all in the same position when we retire. If we're not rich, we go for whatever we can to save a dollar.
It's that attitude that brings in customers to storefronts operated by Farah and others.
There's no shortage of customers for this type of business.
The new Medicare bill, which takes effect in 2006, provides a prescription drug benefit. However, it doesn't allow the reimportation of prescription drugs or allow Medicare officials to negotiate with drug manufacturers for lower prices. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.